Hello and welcome. I'm Gary Shipe. Thanks for listening in as we continue to talk with leaders in our community. We welcome back to the show a real leader in the fight to end breast cancer, Komen Puget Sound. Executive Director David Richard is here, and Komen participant and cancer survivor Heather Eggleston. David and Heather, welcome. Thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks, Gary. It's nice to be back.
I'm glad to have you back because, unfortunately, we still have to keep talking about ending breast cancer. We seem to be getting closer over the last, is it Komen Puget Sound, 25, something like that, years, right?
27, yeah.
And every year at this time, people get ready for the race for the cure, like 25 years, but we're mixing it up this year, and that's what we want to talk about, right,
yep.
David? So I might as well jump into that if you want to talk about that, and then we'll get back to some basics about Komen. But the race for the cure is now called a more than pink walk, right?
You got it. Yes.
I don't have to run. If I've felt intimidated over the years, I don't want to join a race.
Right.
But I can walk.
You can walk.
So,
and we're going to make it more than beautiful than ever. We're going to have it around Seward Park this year.
Instead of the Seattle Center. It's been here forever. Not everybody knows how actually beautiful it actually is.
It is
woodsy. Is it going to go around the peninsula itself?
Exactly. Oh, so we're back, I think, in the 20s. It was a road. And, of course, many, many years ago, they closed it off. And now it's just a bike path and a walking trail.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's beautiful. And the whole time you're looking out of the water, it's so, so pristine. I live in the South Sound, or the south end of the city. So that's my park of choice where I go walking every weekend. So I'm partial to Seward Park.
There's birds all through. That's a great place to do birding.
Eagles come there and nest.
I know.
Yes.
Bald eagles are in Seattle in Seward Park.
It's true.
I know. It's
yes.
really cool.
Yeah.
So that'll be great. So that is coming up June 2nd.
Correct.
Right?
Yep.
Okay. And it's
8 o'clock.
Mostly, it takes place in the morning.
Yep.
You'll be done and still have a great Sunday.
That's right. For brunch, if you want. That's right. We'll be done by 11. Absolutely.
Okay.
As always.
This is a form a team, raise some money, get your friends to sponsor you. I'm going to walk for cancer in memory of someone or in support of someone or because I'm going through it. And Heather here, you're a cancer survivor yourself, right? You're going to walk, right?
I am.
Okay.
I just finished breast cancer treatment a week ago from Tuesday and did 9 months. And this is my first year that I'll be participating in the More Than Pink Walk. I have a team, Team Taco. We have 24 people on my team, and I'm just so excited to walk alongside those people impacted by breast cancer.
And that's what it's all about, right, David?
Right?
A team.
Yes.
People like Heather have felt, people are impacted. I want to do something about it.
Exactly.
And that's what you do. You raise a team, you raise some money.
And then you come and you meet other survivors, see other teams, walk with survivors that are maybe further in their journey, right? So we'll have our normal survivor kind of walk where we get all the survivors together and they'll be in groups of how many years they've been surviving. So it's really, really this heartfelt experience. I remember my first walk experience. It was a race then, back in the day, but I'll never forget standing next to a dad who was literally, the tears were just falling down his face, holding his hands of his two little kids as his, wife is walking through the survivor parade, right? That's why we do what we do, right? It's because of Heather, right? The Heathers of the world, right? That we do this work and gets us up every morning to go out and try to raise more money and more awareness about getting mammograms and, investing in research and all the things we do.
Yeah, and there really are. I mean, we haven't ended breast cancer yet. There's, I don't know how many, something like
35 years. 36, Komen's been around.
Yeah,
so.
And there might be 10 to 13 million deaths by breast cancer around the world each year still.
And in the U.S., it's over 40,000. Even despite all of the billions of dollars that have been invested in research, over 1 billion with all the Komens around the country, the number of women in the U.S. is still over 40,000 that die every year. And so this year, we decided to mix it up and make the change of a race to a walk, talking more about where the money goes so that people understand that 25% of every dollar is going to go to that kind of research that we're hoping will target the most deadly forms of breast cancer. And so for us, that means investing in Dr. Nora Deesis's work at the University of Washington. Her whole focus is on breast cancer vaccine. So this last year, we gave $1.25 million to the Hutch and to the University of Washington. 600,000 of it went to Nora for her second round of, she got 600,000 a couple of years ago to work specifically on a breast cancer vaccine. And what she's discovered is that it isn't just for preventative. They're also using it therapeutically to help extend women's lives if they do, if their breast cancer does come back. So it's really important work that we do, and we're investing in the, what we hope is going to be the things that are going to save more lives, because that's where we really want to go.
Yeah, and I'm glad you mentioned not just Heather's here. I mean, those are numbers that are, but they're people like Heather, like you mentioned that father.
Yes.
And those two children.
Yes.
It's families. Everybody seems to know someone who has been touched or affected, if it's not just in your immediate nuclear family. Well, yes, my aunt, my grandmother, my cousin. And if it's not that, you can name someone on your block, it seems like, unfortunately. And
That's right.
So the research has to be done, right?
Yep.
So Coma Puget Sound, you've really got to focus. You've got these four pillars of really where you put the emphasis. I mean, you've been... Susan G. Komen for years has been raising this awareness. You know, we see pink a lot. So now we've called it More Than Pink.
Right.
We've got to do a little bit more than just raise awareness. Now it's time to turn this into some bold action.
And the reason for the More Than Pink, I think, that's important for people to know is that the bottom line for us is that we want to focus not just on early detection, but also on those women that are going through treatment or just finished, like Heather, or women maybe who are re-diagnosed 10, 15 years down the line where it comes back. And they might be living with treatment for a long time, and they don't necessarily want to get all pinked out, right? They are in a battle, and so they didn't like the pink color, and they wanted us to come up with some different strategy. So we came up with these four pillars. One of them is about research, and we focus on metastatic research, like I said.
Metastatic meaning that's a...
meaning where the disease goes from your breast to another part of your body.
Yeah.
So they try to get everything, and not everyone gets re-diagnosed after they've gotten breast cancer, but some do. And so the point is that we want to discover and work on research that'll stop that from happening.
Why does that move? Why does it regenerate
somewhere
else?
And if it does, can we get rid of it or can we keep it? So Julie Grelo, who's one of our Komen scholars, she focuses on bone metastatic breast cancer. Crazy when you think about it, right? But sometimes it goes into your bone. And she says, if I can keep it inside someone's bones, they can live forever, as long as it doesn't get out of your bones. So, you know, there's just different strategies. The whole point is that we want to invest in research that's going to, if it does come back, that we want to keep people alive for as long as we possibly can. And that's why we invest in some of these things like breast cancer vaccines or metastatic disease that stays in your bones. So that's one of our pillars, right, is research. So we have four pillars. The second one is care. And that pillar is about getting people access to care. There's really a couple of reasons why people die so much in this country from this disease. One of them is that we don't have the right drugs, right? And then the second reason is that they aren't getting the care that they need. We might be able to get them a mammogram, but then what if we can't get them into the kind of care? So if you live in a rural setting, maybe you can't get to a breast sensor. Maybe you don't even have access to a mammogram. So we will provide the mobile mammography. We'll get you in there. And then the goal is to get you linked to a treatment center of some kind where you can get the care that you need, because women are dying out there.
Well, you know, that really makes people stop and think. These days, it's the 21st century modern medicine. It is. There are islands where people don't have, not just physically, but then there's like populations and ethnicities, right? Demographics that sort of miss treatment and
yes.
care, right?
We just got done with a study looking at why women don't get their mammograms. And it's a variety of reasons. It's not just one. Maybe it's a language barrier. Maybe it's you're an immigrant and you don't know the system, or you're afraid of being deported. Or, I mean, what about if your husband doesn't approve of you in certain religions, you're not allowed to be cared for by men, right? Doctors.
Mm-hmm.
There's all sorts of barriers. Maybe you don't have sick leave at work. Maybe you don't have the ability to pay for the treatment, right? There's just so many things that keep women fear, right?
Yeah.
Stigma.
I can speak from my own experience. I never thought it would happen to me. I was 38 years old and just caring for a newborn baby. I had an 8-month-old and a 3-year-old at home and a busy career. And I just really didn't take time for myself. I think so many working moms feel that way. It's hard to stop what you're doing and think, you know, maybe something's wrong. Maybe I need to go get a mammogram.
Right.
And in some cases, if you wait too long, then your cancer has advanced and you then are facing a whole new set of reality.
So you kind of ignored some symptoms maybe that looking back, you thought, oh, I should.
Yeah, wow. I did. I mean, it wasn't too long. Thankfully, I'm still here today and able to share my story. But I knew that I had a lump, but I just waited a little bit longer. I was breastfeeding and I just thought it was a typical symptom that you can get when you're breastfeeding.
Mm. Wow. And then when they found it, had it progressed? What stage was it?
I was in stage 2B.
Okay.
It was in my lymph nodes, which is a scary thing to hear because, you know, once it gets into your lymph nodes, it can spread from there.
Yeah.
And it was an aggressive form. So thankfully, I, you know, went forward and did 9 months of treatment and am in full remission today. But it was very, very scary at the time.
I'm sure. Wow.
Yeah. Wow. So I'm so glad that Komen has been funding research. You went to the doctor and they found, well, it's not too far gone. We're going to save your life.
Right.
Exactly. I mean, amen, if I can say that.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So we're talking about care. We're talking about research. There's other community. This, if I want to jump to that.
Yeah.
This whole, I mean, Heather has dived in with both feet, it seems like, into what Komen does.
Yep.
And has found that, you know, people have the same kind of look in their eyes as she when she talks about the future of hope, but also sees, I don't know, we were talking before we opened the mics that you sort of can sometimes see despair in folks too.
Right. You know, I think speaking from my own experience in life, when I became a first-time mom, it opened my eyes to a whole world of motherhood and sisterhood, and there's a whole community of support out there. It was the same type of situation when I got the breast cancer diagnosis. I had never been around it before. I didn't have any close friends who had been diagnosed previously with it, nor family members. And so when I got that news, I was so afraid and so scared and immediately looked to, what are my resources? Who can I turn to for hope? Where can I find help? And there are so many communities and resources available in the Northwest, just like Susan G. Komen. I immediately knew that I wanted to align myself with the tribe of people who understood what I was going through and who could see me through this, give me hope. When I come in and out of the appointments at the cancer center that I go to, you can tell if people feel surrounded by hope and by love, and it's so important to have that and to find that in your life. I was fortunate enough to have a very close group of friends and family who helped keep me going and hold me up and help with childcare and meals and you name it. Mm. And I just felt so grateful and so moved going through all of that I knew I wanted to find a way to share that with others. And for me, that really resonated for me to be able to do that with Komen and whatever I can do moving forward to help give back to, you know, men and women that have to be faced with this in the future. That's really what motivates me today.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Right.
So the community.
It makes me not even be able to talk after that. But what I was going to say is that, you know, that's part of, I mean, Heather's story, your story is kind of the whole reason why we do the walk in some ways, right? It's a fundraiser to help support families maybe that don't have the same hope that do or the same support maybe that you experience. I so appreciate that because there are so many single moms that are going through it alone that don't have a family to help them. I mean, I know stories, one of our board members, her husband left her in the middle of her treatment, right? I mean, there's just so many stories. So anyway, but what I was going to say is that one of our pillars for this year's walk is about that community. It's about caregivers getting together and survivors getting together and those living with metastatic disease getting together and creating this event where we all sort of come together and sort of hook arms, right? Mm-hmm. And say, we're going to beat this and we're going to join together, right?
Kumbaya moment.
Right? Exactly. I mean, there'll be tears, there'll be laughing, you know, there'll be a little bit of everything. But it is, I don't know, it's just that one time of the year where we all get together and it's magic.
Yeah, you know, before we go too far, we've got people peaked right now. KomenPS.org or KomenPugetSound.org or MoreThanPink.org. It'll all get you where you want to go to find out, and you can join this walk and help raise money or support Team Taco, right?
Team Taco. We'll be out there.
Or, you know what? I bet plenty of people know people who walk and say, oh, you do walk. What is the name? And give them a call or Facebook message them. What's the name of your team? I want to go find it on and support. Because you make this community a way. You give them tools, right? I mean, to set up.
Go onto the website and create a team or join somebody else's or just donate to someone that you know or just donate to Komen Puget Sound. I mean, there's so many ways.
It's so easy.
So, right? You know.
So
you've done
so
it for the first time.
You have to take a class on how to raise money or what?
I mean, at all. Everyone has a social media account these days, so feel free to just share your message and from the heart on your social media or just ask your friends and your family to come out and walk with you. It's very intuitive from the website. You can just do the drop down, find the walk, and it really prompts you and walks you through the process.
Yeah, yeah. So KomenPugetSound.org, and then you can find the walk, and then
walk.
You can find a team. You can,
Absolutely.
You want to build your own team, there's a register button or something, right?
There
you
is.
And there's another button for Facebook if you want to. Then it just takes you right to Facebook if you want to do your fundraising on Facebook.
Oh, awesome!
It's so easy. Which is the next pillar, which is action. So that's a nice segue, right?
Yeah, well, there we go. Wanna... Take some action.
Exactly.
Oh, David, this is why you're the executive director. You know what to talk about. Okay, so taking action. I mean, there's more than just the research, more than just the care. You got to move forward. This is the future of this to end breast cancer.
Right. So one simple way is to join a team or to come to the walk, right? That's a one easy piece. But, you know, we have other ways for people to get involved if they want to volunteer at the walk or volunteer at other events. I was just in Washington, D.C. last week meeting with our elected officials talking about why it's important to fund the national BCCH pre-program that funds mobile mammography in our state, which then Komen matches, right? So it's a triple match program in the state of Washington. Some's federal, then the state puts in some money, and then Komen puts in some money.
No kidding.
So we were advocating to say, fund that at the right level so that enough money can go out into the states to match all these programs so that women have access to mobile mammography, right? And to mammograms anywhere, for that matter. But the other thing that we wanted them to fund was research, the NIH, to continue to fund at the same levels.
That's the National Institute of Health?
Exactly.
NIH. I got one.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for the
acronym.
No.
Gary.
I keep up. Don't worry.
Yeah. Well, and the mobile mammography is funded by the Centers for Disease Control. I said
the
CDC.
CDC.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So those are just a couple things that we were advocating for on the federal level. And then, of course, we... went down and the governor signed it, but we advocated in Olympia to get the Affordable Care Act protections for all Washingtonians, and he signed that bill that Komen supported. So we advocate and ask for people to support legislative stuff that will help women, whether you live in Grace Harbor County or King County, right? The bottom line is that we want the families in the state to be protected so that you don't have to file for bankruptcy because you're going through breast cancer treatment,
right?
That's the bottom line.
So what happens in Olympia and Washington, D.C. can affect people like Heather and our neighbors that might be going through breast cancer. And I mean, people don't stop and think, wow, the federal government, the state government can help be a resource for us too. I mean, there are departments of health in our government.
That's right. And Komen is so proud because we've never taken a single dime of any kind of government money. All of our money is privately raised, and then we match it with other dollars to create this pool that then creates the BCCHP, the Breast and Cervical Cancer Program that Department of Health runs for the state of Washington, and then we use them to do mobile mammography onto tribal lands or rural lands all throughout our service area in Western Washington, areas that we couldn't get to, but they can with mobile mammography.
So Komen, that's really cool. So you don't necessarily take money from the government, but you advocate the right policy changes and say, here's where your money, Mr. and Mrs. Taxpayers' money,
correct,
ought to be spent to help our community. This is our community. Here's how it can be
helped.
And
we're not asking it for us. We're asking it for the Heathers of the world, right, and all the other women out there that don't maybe they don't have insurance, right?
Right. I mean, as I was going through all of this, I often thought, you know, I was lucky I had previously been employed, and so I had some insurance that kicked in. But I thought, oh my gosh, just as you had mentioned earlier, what if someone was going through this and English wasn't their first language, or they, you know, had just arrived here from another country perhaps and just didn't have access to some basic needs? I mean, we all have stressful, busy lives as it is. And then when you get the most devastating news of your life, that you have cancer in any form, your world can just get turned upside down. And we all know how stressful it can be when you add, you know, a financial hardship to that. So any type of funding, any type of additional services just to make one of these people's lives a little bit more easier is huge. Yeah. And it might just be like the hope that they need and the perseverance that they need.
Yeah. We are talking this morning with Heather Eggleston and David Richard of Komen Puget Sound. People can find out more about what Komen does online, komenpugetsound.org. And again, morethanpinkwalk.org. It's More Than Pink this year, and it's June 2nd. Give me the once over again, David, on how people
Seward
can...
Park.
Seward Park.
8 o'clock, and we're all going to walk together, and you can bring your pets, and...
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of different variety of things going on here besides just a walk.
Yep.
Pets.
Pets.
Babies and strollers.
Babies and strollers.
Okay.
That's right. People dress up in matching out pink
teams.
Outfits,
so
some
teams,
of them,
like we
right.
got team talk.
Team
so
taco.
People get teams, and they make their own themes. It kind of looks pretty cool, actually.
It does
to see.
Look cool.
It kind of looks like a carnival day.
It does.
But there's a serious part at the head and the end of this, right? You have some great talks. Is anything different than, I mean, we've...
Well, so we're going to continue with the same traditions of having a tent just for all of our survivors. Mm-hmm. We're going to feed them breakfast. One of our great sponsors that is always with us is QFC. They're going to come back and help feed everybody. And we have tents for our top fundraisers, and people can come out and enjoy all the sponsors because they're going to have free giveaways. It's going to be really, really fun.
It's going to call this Hope Village. Is that what it's
exactly.
called?
So,
okay.
Exactly.
I like the word hope we've had in here a couple of times. And as people get a team and register and say, I'm going to walk, do you like ask for a commitment, raise, you know, at least this much or something, or at least put into upfront like $50. I mean, what's the cost of a mammogram? If you send out that mobile mammography van, did I say that right?
Yep, you did.
Mobile, that's a lot of M's.
Yeah.
I mean, what is
$150?
$150
a mammogram costs.
Uh huh.
Right.
And
right.
So
for the patient who doesn't have it, the point is that's why Komen fundraises
right.
so that family doesn't have to pay that $150, right? But that's what it costs us to give away that free mammogram to somebody who doesn't have access to it.
So do you have a goal like for this year's walk, a More Than Pink walk? I mean, okay, this
half
year.
$500,000.
What?
$500,000.
$500,000.
Yeah. Yep.
That'd be awesome. And then
right?
I bet the fun part is giving that away then, though, right?
That's right.
So let's talk about that. You mentioned some research. And
yep.
So it doesn't all go back to one corporate national
nope.
Komen Center.
Nope.
A lot of it.
Comes back into
okay.
our, well, like we said, $1.2 million was just given away to the Hutch and to the UW for research. And then we gave away, we had a big celebration at the Inglewood Golf Club, mm-hmm. I think it was, where we gave away all of our community grants. So we gave about $600,000 away to local nonprofits that do the work of Komen Puget Sound. So some of that is for the BCCHP program for mammograms. Some of it is to Cancer Care Alliance, Cancer Lifeline is a nonprofit that we give money to who manages our patient assistance program. And so that if somebody's in need of a financial, whether it's gas to get to treatment or it's paying for the rent or maybe your heat bill or maybe it's a copay, right? Doesn't matter. You can go to Cancer Lifeline and get up to $300, $350 every year.
Yeah, they're a real support for people who just are on the edge of making this work.
Exactly. And I'm sure you know how expensive it is, Heather, going
it
through
is.
This for however many months, right?
And
right.
there's so many days of treatments coming
right.
and going
so many
and
days.
Waiting. And,
yeah,
oh.
Well,
I
you
quit
had to stop
one
work.
Career and I started my new career in cancer treatment. I mean,
right?
truly, it felt like the nurses and the amazing caregivers that I met day in and day out were my new coworkers. That was my new job.
Yeah.
Yeah. It really must seem like that.
It really does.
So this breast cancer can just turn people's lives upside down, and we've got to figure out how to end this. But I really like the horizon. I mean, you can sometimes see that there's, when you talked about a vaccine, some doctors are, and a lot of research teams are looking forward, and the genome breakdown, all sorts of science is going on. They're figuring stuff out, slowly but surely.
Nora spoke at our Community Impact Celebration where we gave all of our community grants away this last April, and she said, I believe that we're going to have a vaccine in my lifetime. And I loved hearing that.
Amen to that.
Right?
I'd like it.
I know. It's very exciting.
And gosh, Oska, well, we're going to run out of time but before too long, so I want to make sure we say it all again. Raising $500,000 this year for the More Than Pink Walk. And again, let's get
Seward
More
Park.
Than Pinks. Do some action. Get out there and walk.
Yep.
Seward Park, June 2nd, right? It's coming up in just a couple of weeks.
8 o'clock.
People have time to form a team or find one and support one, right?
Yep.
Okay, online, morethanpinkwalk.org. That'll get you to it.
Yep.
ComanPugetSound.org will get you to it.
Yep.
ComanPS.org will get you to it. Look up Susan G. Komen on the old Google machine.
Right.
Just crank it up, and you can get there, right?
Yep, you can get there.
What did I want to say? Oh, one last thing about the survivors. It's a big part of this day, right?
Yep.
I mean, the people who have gone through this, and Heather, you'll probably tear up if you haven't seen this before, the people who are going to go through this parade. I mean, that's a community of itself, isn't it?
It is. It's the club that nobody wants to join, right, Heather?
Yeah. Well, I guess so.
It is, but just how I was explaining earlier, there really is a whole community of people out there who understand what you're going through, and you might not feel like connecting with them right away if you get diagnosed, but just knowing that you're not alone, you're not the only one who's gone through this, you have hope, you have a community of people around you supporting you and cheering you on, makes all the world of a difference. And I hope to be connected with so many of those people out there on June 2nd, and I'll be there. I look forward to meeting you. Come on out and support.
Yeah, Seward Park, June 2nd, the Komen's More Than Pink Walk. Guys, thank you so much for being here. We have run out of time. We've been talking to David Richard. He's the executive director of Komen Puget Sound, and breast cancer survivor Heather Eggleston. Team Taco, right?
Taco.
All right. the new More Than Pink Walk, like I said, June 2nd, Seward Park. Thank you guys so much for coming in today, and really especially thanks to Komen Puget Sound for what you're doing to end breast cancer. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Gary.
And if you'd like to hear this interview again, it'll be available on Podcast One and iTunes within a few days. I am Gary Shipe. Thanks for listening today. We hope you've learned something new. Join us again next week as we continue to talk with people that are making a difference in our community.